Chapter 4. I decided to work on Jojo Olsen a few more days, go through at least the standard routine. Pete Vitanza's 50 was worth that much, and somehow, Jojo did not sound like he should have done a rabbit. Maybe he had been pushed. I checked the hospitals, the jails, and the morgue with no results. They had no Olsen, and only two John Does fitted Jojo's description at all. One was a blonde kid off a ship who turned out to speak no English, and the other was an overage youth in Bellevue who had been rolled by a sailor and who said that Jojo sounded darling. It was slow, hot, tedious work. Do you have any idea how many hospitals there are in New York City with emergency wards? I tried the taxi companies and the airports. I turned up one lead. A taxi driver had had a passenger early last Friday who he thought had looked something like the picture of Jojo. The driver thought maybe he had taken the fare from Chelsea to the East Side Air Terminal. Some lead. Bad as the lead was, it ended at the terminal anyway. Even if I could have had a look at passenger lists, I didn't think it would have helped. If Jojo was doing a fade-out, he was sure to be using a phony name. I put out feelers for information to some of my more reliable connections in the bars, restaurants, bowling alleys, coffee shops, and candy stores in Chelsea, the Village, and Little Italy. I hinted at something being in it for words on Jojo. For $50, I could not put out much, but all else aside, most cases in this world are solved by informers, and informers sing only for cash. 80% of the time police work consists of waiting for a stool pigeon to call. So I let it be known that I wanted to hear about Jojo Olsen and sat back to wait for someone to come to me and let me earn my 50. 2 days passed. I had no results from my own hard work, and my feelers turned up nothing at all. No one even whispered to me. I had not really expected the pigeons would sing to me. Not only do I carry the taint of cop, despite the old pirate nickname and the ancient history of being like most people in Chelsea. But I don't really belong in Chelsea anymore. I'm not regular. I don't act quite right. I've been away too long and too far.